Hello, is this Miss Rita Messina?
Who's calling?
My name is Ashley. I'm here with Omax Health.
Yes, okay. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I hope you are as well.
Yes, thank you.
Good to hear, Miss Messina. I'm needing to confirm a few things on your account and your order because I understand that you had been in correspondence with a representative yesterday, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask for the address you're using on these shipments real quick?
To Little Kings Lane in Rybrook or Portchester?
Perfect.
Same.
Yes, ma'am. So what I'm showing that you have are Omax 3 Ultra Pure 2-month subscription and that there was a bit of adjustment made in our system yesterday for your next shipment. Does that sound familiar?
Okay.
What I was calling today, I was wanting to check on one thing because we are currently doing away with the current system we have you in. We are moving all customers into our current system. And what that would entail basically is for me to go ahead and cancel this account and get you a new subscription placed in our current system. And if I do so, it would bill today and go ahead and be shipped out for you.
No, I would rather wait. I mean, I spoke to Lauren the other day. Yesterday I spoke to, I think, Rachel with regard to something else. But we were just going to change the date. The original date was for the 15th, correct? The original date is the 15th that it automatically keeps going.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I see that.
Okay, uh-huh. So if I leave it for the 15th, is it just going to stay in the regular system?
We wouldn't. Let me see one thing here. Give me one second. That'll be here on the 15th of May. All right, so I'm just double checking on that one thing for you, the adjustment made and what we can do. So basically, you're interested to leave the shipment as is at this time?
I want to leave the account as is right now. I don't want to change or cancel because I just have to double check to see if I need the other version of the Omax or this version. I want to check with my doctor before I change anything because then I don't want to have to change it again if I have to change to the other Ultra Pure that you have.
Ah, the Pro Strength. Okay, very
interesting.
So
I don't want to change anything right now because I don't want to have to keep canceling things. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, makes complete sense to me. Let me go back just a page or two further.
So, I mean, when I spoke to Lauren, she just said if I just changed the date, it wouldn't be a problem. But if it's a problem, go back to the 15th. It's fine.
All right. So here's what we'll have to do. Because this system is going to be completely obsolete coming up very, very, very soon. What I'm going to have to do is ensure that so no errors take place, that this subscription and this system, it is completely canceled. And when you're ready, no, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put that through for you. But when you're ready on the 15th for that shipment to go out, what you would do is just, you can do one of two things. You could give us a quick call and we could get the order placed for you, or you could go to our website and see what offers we have on that subscription.
Okay, so in other words, you're canceled. It's going to be canceled and that's it. That's what you're telling me.
In the system, yes.
So then nothing's going to go out unless I just put the new account in.
Right, because this system here very soon is going to be 100% obsolete.
So So if it goes out today, you can't make it go out today?
Not through this.
On the old system?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And I had a couple of questions with regard to something
okay.
that I sent back. Do you have that? Did they receive that?
I did pass by a notation regarding that. Let me take a look. I see a tracking number. Let me have that loaded real quick.
Perfect. Thank you.
Of course. Okay, so yeah, let me see one thing. Actually, there's something wrong here. Do you have the address you had returned it to?
The postman brought it back. I gave it back to the postman, and he took it back.
Okay. Because...
Return to sender, wherever it came from. I believe it was Maine.
Yeah, but the address it was sent to is in Port Chester, New York.
Port Chester is the same zip code. They changed the town as Port Chester or Rye Brook. It's the same. It's the same zip code. Port Chester, New York is fine. That's where it came to me. To Little Kings Lane in Port Chester, New York. 10573, correct? That's the address that you have for me?
Yeah, the address is the 2 Little Kings Lane, Port Chester, New York, 10573, but...
What do you have in the system, Rye Brook?
No, the system is 2 Little Kings Lane for the shipment, but the information... That's confirming on April 27th as it was sent to your address, not sent to our return facility.
Well, do you see what happened? There was a reject. It must have gone when it was originally sent, it must have gone somewhere else because on the box it said reject, and it came to me. So it said some kind of gardening center, some kind of gardening center, and I called OMAX up and I told them, I said, I don't know what happened, if it got lost somewhere, but it said reject and I don't want it, you know, I was concerned. So they told me to bring it, just give it back to the postman. It was never opened. So the tracking number then, back to the postman, it should have gone back to the OMAX where it came from.
No, ma'am, we don't have confirmation of delivery to the warehouse.
Okay, so do you have? Can you check that tracking number to see if it went? If it
that's,
from April 27th.
That's what I have. Yes, ma'am. This is what I have pulled up, and
okay,
on April 27th, that update
okay,
says it was returned to your address, not our warehouse. I'm sorry, but it looks like what you were discussing with Ms. Rachel regarding this fact. Is that you should email the care line regarding the receival of the package.
You know, I understand that. She told me that yesterday, but when she said on April 27th, when she tracked it, that it not that I received it, that, let's see, let me just check that, get that tracking number again. Let me get it. Oh, no, let me get that tracking number if you don't mind. Just give me a second, okay? Let's see. Over here on the package, what it had said was April 15th, it said reject, okay? And it said American Gardening Resource. So then, so do you have that whole tracking number where the whole package where it went to from the beginning, from when it left your facility?
I do. Yes, ma'am, I do. It left Lewiston, Maine on April 15th. On April 15th, it then arrived in Windsor, Connecticut, and then April 16th went to Brentwood, New York. April 18th went to Port Chester, New York. On April 18th, a little later in the day, it arrived at the post office in Port Chester. The following day, it was out for delivery. On the 26th, refused. On the 27th, it says return to sender in Port Chester, New York, not to our return warehouse in Lewiston, Maine.
Return to Port Chester, okay. Return to Port Chester, which it wasn't from my house. I gave it to the postman. So did it never leave Port Chester facility? Never got to Maine? It's just still in the Port Chester post office?
The only other update I have is that it was returned to sender, Port Chester, New York, 10573. It states, your item was returned to the sender on April 27th, 2022 at 12:53 p.m. in Port Chester, New York, 10573, because it could not be delivered as addressed.
Because it could not be delivered?
That's all it says. Yes. That is what United States Postal Service has on their website for the tracking information.
Okay, so then where is it then?
That's all I have. You were advised in the email, ma'am, to reach out to the care support.
Well, I was advised to see with regard to the refund or to see if the package arrived. But what I understood from Rachel yesterday was they got it on the 27th, meaning your facility. Regarding the refund was a different story. But I was assuming that you had it in your facility.
No, ma'am, and she would have advised to reach out. You could reach out. Let them know the situation that the return is in. Have them check on the status of the return and what they can do for the refund, as she mentioned.
Well, you see what I mean? You just said about that the return is in. This is when there's a miscommunication. What do you mean that the return is in?
If they can check on that for you, ma'am, because information
okay.
that
okay,
I have
then
is what the tracking number is providing.
And the tracking number that you have for UPS ends in... let me just get mine. Ends in, let me see. Tracking number ends in 44011, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, then I'll have to email. Who do I have to email? The care at OMAX, that one, do I have to address it to anybody or attention to anybody?
No, ma'am, you wouldn't have to address it to anybody in specific or put attention to. Go ahead and send a quick message to care@omaxhealth.com.
Care. Okay. No. Okay. No. Okay. No one specific. Okay. That's fine. I will do that. I will reach out to them. And all right. So then we're going to put this account on hold until I find out what's happening. Then right until I see also if I'm going to be able to continue with that one or if I need the higher dose. Right.
Right. I've had this one in this system completely canceled out. And if you're at that time, once you have that figured out, if you're needing a new subscription started, two options. You can call us to restart.
I don't understand why you canceled the whole thing out. Can't you just keep that on hold?
No, ma'am, because the system's going to be obsolete. It's not going to – we can't do anything with this account.
Okay, so then what do you have on that account right now that's
going
to be obsolete?
It was a subscription of the OMAX 3 UltraPure 2-month supply. Looks like the pricing was at $62 even.
Okay. All right, and then so then that gets canceled out, and then what we'll do is we have to just start a new account and start ordering the same thing, or I could do it once a month, twice a month, two boxes, one box. I could just do it that way, correct?
Yes, you can.
Okay, and then the prices have changed, or are they still the same?
Before I let you go, I can hop on the website and see what the current specials are.
Okay. All right, and then another question. What about where is the production for the OMAX, the Pure, the ones that I'm buying? Where do they produce it?
Lewiston, Maine.
Right. No, but is that where they actually make it, or that's where
yes.
it comes out of that warehouse?
It's in Lewiston, Maine. This is where it's manufactured.
That's where it's manufactured, in Maine. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Lewiston, Maine.
Okay, Lewiston, Maine. Okay, because when I spoke to Rachel yesterday, she wasn't sure, so that's why she was going to reach out and find out. That's why I thought you were originally calling me.
Let's see, and you would still be interested in a two-month subscription on the Ultra Pure?
Yeah, like I told you, I just don't know which version that I need. I want to just double-check because I had used the other version at one point, so I just want to double-check.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. So say at this time, 60 soft gels, if you would get a two-month subscription every 2 months, or however that's adjusted, at this time it is $63.92.
Okay. And then what is it, how much a box, if I just did one box at a time?
If you're doing the subscribe and save option, $31.96.
Okay. And if I don't do it, how much is it? I just do it.
If you say order just as needed and it's not on an automatic basis, you wouldn't be getting the 20% off, but let's see how much it would be. Say you get just 1 month supply, one box, $39.95. If you get two boxes, not recurring, would be $79.90.
Okay. All right. So then if I do it recurring, I just get that 20% off.
Yes, ma'am.
And even for the one box?
Yep.
Okay. All righty. So let me just double check on that. And then, so you're telling me that it's manufactured in Lewiston, Maine?
Right.
Okay. I don't know how come she didn't know that. That she said she had to check with her supervisor.
Sorry she wasn't able to answer all your questions. But did you have any other questions or concerns or anything
okay,
else
no,
I could take a look
at? That's okay. Let me just check on the dosage. And then, so then what you're advising me to do? You're advising me to check with Omax Care, okay, or Care at Omax, right, in order to
right.
find out what happened to this package?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Right. Now, is regarding the refund for that, because you canceled the account, is there going to be a problem?
No, ma'am. They would be the ones to provide the refund on the return package.
On the return package.
It wouldn't have any concern even with the account, you know, canceled. With
okay.
the product returned, you'd still
okay.
receive the
refund. Okay, and then what do I do? Shall I ask for you again? What is your name again?
My name is Ashley.
Okay, so Ashley, so I ask for you to just start the new account?
Anybody here would be happy to assist. You don't have to be transferred. The first
okay.
representative to come to the line can help you out with that.
Okay, so I'm going to check with my doctor. So there's nothing going out today then unless I call, correct?
Correct.
Okay, Ashley, thank you so much for your help.
Of course. I appreciate you answering my call, and thank you for reaching out to Omax Health. You have a great day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're there.